Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the WashTec AG Investors and Analysts Conference Call. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone keypad for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Mrs. Caroline Kalb, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with my colleagues, Volker Zimmermann and Sergey Volodin, and I will today guide you through the presentation following our publication of the annual report this morning and the press conference, which was held in Augsburg at our headquarters this morning. The annual report and presentation for today's call are available on our website, www.washtec.de, and I assume all of you have the presentation in front of you. I would like to start the presentation with the motto of our annual report this year, and as you can see on the front page of this report, Clean Cars is the motto of the annual report. It refers to our image video, which has been released last May and is available on our website or on YouTube. In this video, we approach our business model from a different perspective. It is based on the outcome of a customer survey. What comes into our customer's mind when being asked about car wash? The outcome was that clean cars serve a basic desire for beauty. We at WashTec love what we do, continuously striving for the cleanest, sleekest, driest, and shiniest car. And we are convinced that there is still a lot ahead of us in the world of car wash. Which brings me to a short overview of the highlights 2017 on slide number three. 2017 has been a very successful year for us, and it was full of activities. And it has once again been our most successful year yet. This slide shows you an overview of some highlights 2017. Based on our strategic pillars, we executed multiple projects. On the top, you see an overview of the centralization of our sales and service branches in Augsburg to further optimize processes in order to better serve our customers as well as continuously improving our efficiency. Sales and Service Germany also serves as benchmark for our operations in the rest of the world of WashTec, speaking about all the subsidiaries that we have in all over the world. Being or becoming a leading player in all market and all product segments is another aim that we have in our strategy. And therefore, we started to become active in the attractive tunnel market in North America. Our first tunnel installation, which you can see on the picture on the bottom of the slide, in Canada is near completion, and we expect the tunnel to start operations in the next couple of weeks. As you can see on the picture, it is a huge project with two 60-meter tunnels in parallel lines, and it's going to be the biggest tunnel in Canada for the moment being. The Factory of the Year Award for Outstanding Location Development for us was a great recognition, not for us as a management board, but more for our production team and operation team, which redesigned production processes to handle the bigger production volumes at even shorter lead times. We are proud of our entrepreneurs at WashTec, which brought us this big success. These are just a few highlights of the fiscal year 2017, not to forget the successful SAP rollout in North America, the first set of global entrepreneur workshops to get a feedback on where we are with regard to our culture, or the execution of large bulk orders with key accounts and the extension of major tender agreements. Coming to the financial performance, which you can see on slide number four. As I already mentioned, 2017 has again and after the last 2 years been the most successful year in our history. In 3 years, we have increased our revenues by more than 120 million euros. As you may remember, we continuously updated and increased our guidance throughout the year 2017, and we finished the year exactly in line with our guidance, where we already said after the third quarter that we expect revenues of more than 420 million, and I think the consensus in the market was 425, which is what we exactly met. That reflects an increase of 14% or 14.7% if you adjust that by currency effects, or transferred to the total volume, an increase by 52 million to 425 million euro. The EBIT amounted to 52.2 million and thus grew by 18.4%. The earnings per share grew even more, with about 20%, resulting in an earnings per share of €2.76. And of this €2.76, we proposed to our shareholders meeting this year a dividend of €2.45. The shareholders meeting will take place at the 30th of April this year. Free cash flow increased to 28.1 million, driven by high advance payments at year end. As you may remember, after the first 3 quarters, the cash flow was still below prior year, especially due to tax effects, high payments in 2017, and also an increased working capital following the growth achieved and some special effects such as the portion of long-term receivables following the special investment programs of major customers. The good news at year-end that the free cash flow was higher than the year before and also higher than the year before. Bringing me to the revenue split across the product segments on slide number 5. As you know, our core business is the sales and service of car wash equipment. And therefore, we are especially happy that especially equipment sales drove the revenue growth with an absolute increase of 47.9 million. Equipment growth was achieved in all product segments, the rollovers, the tunnels, and jet wash, proving the positive effects of our customer-focused campaign. In the area of service, some upgrade projects of customers have been implemented, especially in the last quarter, and drove extraordinary revenue performance in this last quarter. This also had an impact on our gross margin, which I will explain to you later. The growth was achieved over all customer segments, independent customers, as well as major accounts. And as you know, key accounts drove the disproportionate growth in North America. Looking at the chemicals, you can see that they grew from 40.5 million in 2016 to 44.7 million in 2017, again contributing a growth of 10% in the full year. After a slow Q3, chemicals revenues catched up in Q4, inter alia driven by weather conditions, and it has to be seen how the cold winter conditions that we also see today in Augsburg with minus temperatures will impact our Q1 revenues 2018. Operations business, as you know, has a minor significance for the group. Compared to prior year, it remained quite stable. Looking at the results per segment / regions, you see that Europe still is the major revenue and also profit contributor for the WashTec Group, with the highest absolute growth of 36 million euro and an EBIT ratio of 13.5%. It is the benchmark for the group profitability. Please bear in mind that the production margin for equipment and chemicals is largely generated in Europe. Almost all European countries had a very good year, especially Germany, France, and the Nordics showed a very good performance, but also the Mediterranean countries and the export business developed really well. Looking at North America, North America as a region showed the highest growth in percent, and finished the year with an EBIT ratio of 7.4%, thus showing also in North America the leverage effects of higher production volumes. Revenue mainly increased due to the already mentioned one-time investment program with major customers. Revenue in total increased by 31.1% to 80 million euro, which equals revenues of 90.1 million US dollars versus 67 million US dollars in the year before. EBIT increased disproportionately by 80% to 5.9 million euro. Coming or looking at Asia Pacific, after 3 very good years, Asia Pacific, mainly driven by Australia, showed a very disappointing start into the year 2017. We were able to reverse this trend and achieve a slight revenue increase in Q3 and a significant increase in Q4. Nevertheless, the full year revenue was still below prior year. EBIT decreased due to the revenue performance, China, as a part of the region Asia-Pacific, continues its positive trend, coming from a very low base, and we are very confident for an ongoing positive development in 2018, not only for China, but also for Australia. Coming to the last quarter, on a quarterly base, when we looked at the share price following our preliminary results, that the last quarter has been below the expectations of some of you, despite it still has been a very good quarter for WashTec. Revenues were, as guided before, stable. Profitability was below the year 2016, driven by several effects. You may remember that Q4 2016 has been the best quarter in our history, driven by the high outputs in combination with a very low cost base. In 2017, we increased our headcounts to 1,814, mainly in the area of supply chain and sales, resulting in higher personnel costs. Q4 2017 was also impacted by revenues from service projects, which I mentioned before, with a lower margin due to a high share of subcontracted works, with a lower margin for WashTec. Other operating expenses in Q4 increased mainly due to the completion of the SAP rollout in North America. Europe continued its positive revenue performance in Q4, but the above-mentioned cost effects impacted the bottom line in Europe. The decline in revenues and also corresponding EBIT shown in North America to Q4 16 is driven by the completion of the special investment program, which had started in Q4 2016 already and was completed in Q3 2017, and therefore the performance of North America was below the prior year. Asia Pacific, as I already said on the slide before, grew its revenue in Q4 and ended the year also with a higher order backlog than the year end before. The profitability was impacted by the different revenue split compared to the year before, with more revenues coming from the basic machines in China than the year before, when Australian revenues contributed more to the revenues, and these machines in Australia typically are very well equipped and have a very high margin. Coming to the group P&L on slide number 8, revenue, all of you already know that the 425 million that we achieved in 2017. Looking at our goal for 2018, we aim for a revenue increase of approximately 3% in 2018, starting from the increased revenue base that we achieved with our growth during the last year. The growth in 2018 is expected in the second half of the year after the anti-cyclical seasonal split in 2017, driven by large key account orders. As you know, this program was executed from Q4 2016 until Q3 2017. Therefore, and as mentioned in our preliminary figures already, the order backlog as of the year end 2017 was below prior year, driven by the completed investment program in North America, and will lead to a first quarter with revenues and profit below 2017. Consequently, after an atypical 2017, we expect a typical seasonal revenue split in 2018 with a revenue increase in the second half of the year, which is somehow typical for our seasonal business development that we had over many, many years in WashTec. The gross margin decreased in 2017 due to the changed product and region mix. And I know that most of you already have in mind a higher share of equipment in general, a higher share of North American revenues, and this high share of service projects with a high share of subcontracted works, all of that impacting the gross margin. In 2018, we aim for a slight improvement of the gross margin due to a higher share of business with independent customers and also a changed region mix. Personnel expenses increased below proportional, which is reflected in a lower personnel expense ratio of 31%, minus 2% compared to 2016. We ended the year with 1,814 headcounts. That means 47 additional headcounts compared to 2016, mainly in supply chain and sales. In 2018, we are cautiously monitoring the costs and have a high focus on efficiency. Additional headcounts may only be added in strategic growth areas. Other operating expenses were also increased below proportionally. The growth in expenses was mainly driven by temps due to the higher production outputs, R&D and project costs, as e.g. the SAP rollout in North America, and therefore higher travel costs. As mentioned, in 2018, we have a very strict focus on cost management and aim for a disproportionately lower cost increase in the area of other operating expenses as well. Depreciation was more or less stable with a slight increase due to the investments made in the year before. The tax rate of 28.4% is expected to remain stable. We do not foresee major impacts of the U.S. tax reforms as we do not have tax losses carried forward to be written down. They have been used until year end 2017. Going forward, the lower tax rate in the U.S. should support the group tax rate. Earnings per share, as already mentioned, increased to €2.76, resulting from a higher net profit. Coming to the balance sheet on slide number 8, the balance sheet total went up mainly because of higher accounts receivables. €87 million at the end of December 2017 versus €74.8 million in 2016. Thereof, long-term receivables as a consequence of the special investment programs of major customers of €8.3 million, and also the investments made. The equity ratio is still at conservative 40.3% after 40.1% in 2016, despite the higher balance sheet total, and we aim to keep a conservative balance sheet. Our net bank debt increased only slightly to €3.5 million. They had been €1.5 million in the year before. Despite the high dividend payments, bank liabilities as of end of December amounted to €13.7 million. With a positive cash position of €9.8 million, receiving major payments of customers exactly at the last day of the year and resulting in that cash position as of year end. The net operating working capital of €86.7 million includes the already mentioned long-term account receivables of €8.3 million, adjusted by one-time effects as currency and the long-term receivables. Net operating working capital was reduced by €5.8 million. Investments were at €11.5 million, as guided and expected, lower than the previous year, when we invested into our showroom and the extension of our chemical production in Grebenau. In 2018, we aim to stay in our range, in our CapEx range of 12 to 15 million. Provisions decreased from 39.8 million to 29.9 million, mainly due to the tax payments made. Our free cash flow increased by about 35% to 28.1 million. And another KPI which is worth to mention is the ROCE, which increased from 24.9% to 29.1%. And this is a KPI that has been included in our financial KPIs in the annual report. So this is a KPI which you will now see in every quarterly statement and a KPI we have a special focus on. Looking at the share price, on slide and the share development at slide number 10, 2017 again has been a very successful year for our shareholders. With a total shareholder return of about 65%, we finished another very successful year. And in the last 5 years, every year has been a very successful year for our shareholders, looking at the total shareholder return. WashTec's share price performance with almost 60% once again outperformed the SDAX, and we continuously rose our trading volumes, or you continuously rose the trading volumes of the WashTec share, with a peak in trading volumes following the release of our preliminary results. It seems that some investors used that release to trade some shares. We think that with our dividend proposal of €2.45, we again do a very attractive or propose a very attractive dividend, and this proves if you look at the last years, that we really continuously pay out very attractive dividends and are a very attractive dividend value also for investors which are focused on attractive dividend yields. Which brings me to our financial calendar and the upcoming events, which are the investor conference of Bankhaus Lampe in a couple of years and our quarterly report and shareholder meeting at the end of April, where all of you, of course, are invited. And looking at further upcoming events brings me to the last slide and also a wrap-up of the guidance for 2018. Our strategy remains unchanged based on the corporate philosophy that all of you know, aiming for delivering highest customer benefit. In May, we will exhibit at the Unity. If you want to know the date, exact date will be 15th to 17th of May. Unity is the biggest trade fair for our industry. WashTec will present Easy Car Wash at the trade fair, a new and very convenient way to purchase and use a car wash, making car wash easier and faster for the end customer and allowing the car wash operator higher frequencies and very stable cash flow. Our business at WashTec is also positively impacted by successful operators short-term with higher chemical revenues and mid-term with shorter replacement cycles and consequently more equipment sales. Please visit us in Stuttgart at the Unity to get a further insight into the world of car wash, not only of WashTec, but also of the competitors. Our business with key accounts will come back to a normal level in 2018, and we plan to disproportionately grow our business with independent customers this year. As already mentioned, we have a very strict focus on operational excellence, which shall lead to disproportionately low cost increases in all areas. With regard to leadership and culture, we continue to measure how our employees feel as entrepreneurs at WashTec in global workshops, now for the second year in a row, and we further train our leadership teams according to the leadership principles in specially designed leadership training. All these activities result in our guidance for 2018. We aim for a revenue growth of approximately 3% coming from a high base with a significant increase in EBIT in absolute terms. In general, we remain very optimistic for many more successful years to come, and we want to invite you to join our further journey on that way. Thank you for your attention, and we look forward to your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, please dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset for making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. First question is from Eckhard Kuhls. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, hello. Eckhard Kuhls, Warburg Research. I have a question regarding your free cash flow outlook for 2018. When looking into the operating cash flow for 2017, it was only flat compared to 2016. And I, going more into detail, it's, I think, mainly due to much higher cash taxes in 2017 compared to 2016. And cash taxes were much higher than taxes shown on the P&L. So can you give a guidance of the expected cash taxes in 2018? And do you expect the cash taxes to be more in line going forward with the taxes shown in the P&L?
Mr. Kuhls, thank you for your question. And you are exactly right. If you look at 2017, we had a special effect that we had to, due to our growth in revenues and earnings, we had to pay taxes for the year before, so for 2016, plus taxes for the year 2017. In 2018, we expect to come back to a more regular cycle, and therefore we expect lower tax payments in 2018, which should positively impact the cash flows.
Of course, okay. Then regarding the development in 2018, you already mentioned that the growth will be clearly back-end loaded this year. on the top line, and I believe this will also be the case when it comes to operating earnings. So due to the higher cost base, I think we can expect H1 also to be burdened by two reasons. One is lower sales, and second, due to the higher cost base. Is that correct?
Mr. Kuhls, you know WashTec very well.
Thanks.
So you are exactly correct.
Okay. And I think you mentioned regarding the U.S. that you have used tax losses carried forward again in 2017. And did I understood that right, that there are no tax losses carried forward more available for the future? So all have been used.
Yeah, okay. Maybe there's a very tiny minority left, but actually vast majority has been used, and therefore we will have to pay taxes in the U.S. from now on.
Okay, and then finally, your dividend policy. So I can remember in the past you have defined a dividend policy of a payout ratio of 40% to 80%, but going back several years now, you always have paid out more than the 80%. So is it fair to assume also in the future to that you will pay out more or less all your net profit?
Yeah, I think we look at the dividend by first looking at the cash flows that we can generate and also the CapEx needs that we have. And as we do not plan to become a bank and have a lot of cash on our balance sheet, and as we even didn't like to have almost 10 million on our balance sheet at the year end, we typically pay out the remaining cash flows to our shareholders. So maybe there still will be, and I assume, a positive development for WashTec in the years to come. There will always be a very attractive dividend, maybe exceeding the 80% that we have guided in the past, or 40 to 80% that we have guided in the past. If we would have major CapEx needs, this could impact the dividend.
Is there anything on the cards regarding major CapEx needs, or can we expect also beyond 2018 this level of between 12 to 15 million?
Exactly. I mentioned the 12 to 15 million, and we do not foresee major projects in the next couple of years.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mrs. Kalb.
Welcome.
Next question is from Oliver Knoblauch. Your line is now open, sir.
Thank you very much. I have one business-related question and then one more technical question. So you said that 2018 you expect to have a higher share of sales with independents, but on the other hand, you have not the visibility for the whole of 2018. So you do not expect that your big clients are coming maybe back in the second half of 2018 and start a new investment cycle. So is this correct?
Sorry if I was misleading in my presentation. Our big customers did not stop ordering. They just did not launch another special investment program. So they are back to their normal levels of investment. And if they will launch another special investment program, has to be seen, but is not likely if to be announced before the first end of the first 6 months of this year. So if that would happen, that would happen rather at the end of the year. Up to now, we do foresee a kind of a typical and normal investment behavior as they show every year in a typical year.
Okay, and linked again to the North American market. So was the run rate of Q4 a good guidance for the first half of 2018? Yeah. I mean, the sales run rate in Q4, is this more or less what you expect for the H1, also including the margin level?
Yeah. On the other hand, you have to have in mind, if you look at Q1 2017 was a very, very good quarter. Other than that, we expect that quite a stable development.
I think you misunderstand me. I mean, the sales you achieved in the U.S. in the fourth quarter of last year, is this more or less the sales you expect to have also in Q1 and Q2 2018?
Yes.
Okay. Then a technical question. So I saw in your annual report on page 96 the IFRS 15 adoption, where you treat volume discounts differently from now on than in the past. But I'm a little bit curious because on the page 97 you said also that the IFRS 15 adoption had zero impact on revenues and cost of goods sold. So you booked the discounts not directly into the sales, but already in cost of goods sold. Maybe this is too technical.
The accruals already today include the discounts, if mm-hmm. this answers your question.
Yeah, no, it's more about, you know, when you give a discount, you can book it on the sales level directly. So this use the real sales level, or you leave the gross sales price of the machine constant and book the discount into costs of goods sold?
No. The first, what you mentioned first, this is how
okay.
we do it.
Okay. Thank you. That was all.
Welcome.
Next question is from Richard Schramm. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes. Good afternoon. First, I would like to come back to the remarks you made on the service business, where you mentioned that especially in Q4, the margin here was dragged down by third-party contributions, which obviously then go over the P&L with zero margin. So can you elaborate what really you need here from third parties? Are your capacities not enough to handle the service request from your customers? That's what I at first glance would suppose here. What stands behind this, and should we expect this to be a temporary issue only, or is this something which you have to live with also in the current year? And second question, you guide for more or less flat margin development in North America for the current year, also in line with the stable sales. However, going forward to the midterm, does this delay the target you have to lift the margin level here to more or less the group average? And what would be your realistic time frame for achieving this target, as I think you have especially some further product launches in mind here for the North American market? So how should we expect that this margin gap to especially core Europe will be closed here? Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Schramm, for your questions. Regarding the service, we are not talking about ongoing service revenues, but this reflects upgrade or retrofit or rebranding projects of major customers. So if a customer, for example, would decide to rebrand his stations because he decides that he wants to change his color or his brand name, this can have an impact on our service revenues, because then we could either have to replace the brushes, because the brushes have been blue and then in the future they get red. So this can have an impact on our service revenues. And the specific project that I talked about now was a combination with an upgrading project for their sites, where we not only did our own works, but also kind of managed works of other subcontractors, and just added a very small markup on these subcontracted works. This is not something that we expect in a stable year. This is always related to special upgrading projects. So this should not, on a long-term base, have a significant impact on our service profitability. This is really due to a special effect. And your question regarding North America, as you already said, we expect stable revenues and EBIT margin for North America. And by the way, when North America achieves that stable revenue performance, having in mind that they disproportionately benefited from the key account orders, I think they will have done a very great job to compensate the missing key account orders with business with other customers. So when we sit here next year and I can tell you that we achieved our goal, I will be very proud of our North American team. Regarding the profitability, you are right. We allow our North American operations to be a little bit less profitable than Europe is, for example, or the group level is. This is a consequence of our strategy of organic growth. We think that we can gradually increase the profitability in North America, and when we have finished a real global platform, North America should benefit more from that global platform with regard to profitability than our European operations are expected to benefit from that. So this should have an impact, and as you know, this will not happen in the year 2018 or 2019, but rather likely in the course of 2020, that's showing effects not before 2021. Other than that, you know, I prefer to have our North American operations increasing and growing gradually, and also growing their profitability gradually, than having big jumps. And therefore, I think we will continue to allow them not to have to be as profitable as Europe with its 13.5% EBIT margin. So I think it will be a gradual process. If the 10% plus will be reached in 2019 or 2020, I cannot tell you yet.
Thank you.
Next question is from Alexander Hallitzer. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. Hello, everyone. I'd like to ask, first of all, on to put the growth a little bit into perspective. So essentially, we're coming from 2017, where we've seen 14% growth year over year. And then now in 2018, your sort of the lower end of the guidance would imply roughly 5% growth on the underlying level if we adjust for the bulk orders. I think what I'm asking really is, how confident are you that you, going forward beyond 2018, you're able to sustain your 3-5% midterm growth target that you outlined prior to that? So that would be the first one. And then if you could give any indication on the business development in the first 3 months that you already operate in terms of order intake. And lastly, if you could share any information, any color onto any additional tunnel orders in North America except the one that you have already installed. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexander, for your questions. Regarding the midterm confidence level, as you know, we do not see any constraint in the market for WashTec. We expect a rising number of cars. We do not see a negative impact of different sources of mobility, being it either electric drives or whatever, or if you think about the use or owner models like car sharing. So we do not see any constraint in the market, and therefore we are very confident that we can continue to grow our business, not only in the so-called missionary markets with a high potential to develop the equipment-supported car wash business, but also in the more developed and higher volume markets as in Europe. And also in Europe, we see that developed markets, as France, for example, are still continuing to grow their business. So I'm very confident about this 3-5% guidance that you just mentioned, or assumption that you just mentioned. On the other hand, and coming back to this year, 2018, all of us knew when we had this peak development at the beginning of 2017 that it will be very hard for us to compare our business performance in the first quarter of this year against a stellar first quarter of 2017. And therefore, we have already released, when we released our preliminary figures, that we kind of expect a slower start in the year 2018, and this still remains valid. So I think we mentioned in the release at that time that we expect a business performance, meaning revenue and profitability, below 2017. And this is still valid. We are now coming closer to the end of the first quarter, but I do not know the exact numbers of the first quarter yet. Order intake is something, as you already said, or order backlog, which gives us typically a visibility of 6 to 10 weeks. We do our weekly and monthly rolling forecast sessions with all sales units. They all confirm that they believe in the sales target that we, our revenue target that we have published. So we do not have any indication that the revenue should not be as we guided now. Order intake, for that guidance, order intake has to catch up on a higher level, not yet already, but latest at the end of the second quarter. There's no indication that there will not be a catch up. We see some positive signs, and everything that is coming as feedback from the market is underlining the guidance that we gave. Regarding the tunnel order, we received a couple of additional tunnel orders, not only in Canada, but also in the U.S. Canada will be the first tunnel which will really be in operation in the course of the next couple of weeks. So I think the big opening is planned, I don't know, in 3 or 4 weeks. And currently we have some German service technicians there to support the final installation and to do the first test washes, and everything we get as a feedback is very positive. And the American sales team is very excited about the tunnels, but I think it will be, you know, much better to sit here when we release our second quarter results, because then we can already give you a first indication about the business performance of these two huge tunnels. Mm-hmm. And this will underline again the appetite of the American customers for such a different technology that we brought to the American market.
Thank you very much. Sounds good.
The next question is again from Richard Schramm. Your line is now open, sir.
Yeah, just a quick one following your guidance also on the remark that you see growing business more from independent customers compared to key accounts. Is this not a sign that there could be some kind of margin pressure because you have to invest more in distribution and marketing to achieve at the same level of orders instead of just acquiring a few key accounts here which bring huge volume? So how should we see this? Is this a possible risk for the product mix, or would you say this will not affect here the gross margin? Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Schramm. No, the opposite is the case. A higher share of equipment sales with independent customers should rather support a positive gross margin development, because typically we achieve better prices with independent customers than we achieve in the big tender negotiations. You are right. Net-net, if you add the cost that we do not have for key account orders, because if you have successfully negotiated the tender agreement, you do not have additional costs for selling the equipment, then you come to a similar price level. And in the business with independent customers, you have to have your salespeople on the street to sell the machines and get the order. But this is compensated by the higher prices that we achieve in that customer segment. And if you look at the headcounts that we have today, we are only carefully adding additional headcounts, and we do that only in regions where we already have a certain footprint and where we are convinced that this is a high potential region. And therefore, the investment of additional sales feet on the street should pay out quite fast. So I think that more business with independent customers should even rather support our gross margin guidance, which is a better gross margin in 2018 than in 2017, than have a negative impact on that guidance.
Yeah, but as I said, at the bottom line down, it should be then fairly neutral, but not really a big help for margin. Here we should look for the scale effect, right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
There are no further questions. Actually, I will hand you over to Mrs. Kalb again.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention, and I look forward to seeing a lot of you in Augsburg at our shareholders meeting, as well as in Stuttgart at the Unity Trade Fair. So, please let us know if you need any support and help with tickets or anything else, and I'm happy to see all of you soon. Thank you and have a nice afternoon. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.